Greetings, families of the Vine Street Christian Church extended family. A branch of the vine that is Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Pastor Bob, and today is our Sabbath day. It's December 20th. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it's the Sunday of love. And I'm broadcasting today from the heart of Arthur, Illinois, at the Parsonage, and bringing you today's family devotional from Grace Claus, who writes for the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called A Long Silence. And first we have a selection from chapter 1 of the Gospel of Luke. Here are the words of the Gospel. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur." Amen. The blessing of the gospel story of Zechariah's visit from the angel Gabriel. So, you see what happened to Zechariah when he doubted what the angel might be saying? He was made mute. It means he was unable to speak, right? Can you imagine trying to stay quiet for maybe a half an hour or an hour? I mean, for most of us, just doing that's pretty hard. There are just too many things to talk about, right? Too many important things that I have to speak about. But God didn't give Zechariah a choice. God made him unable to speak for about 9 months while his wife Elizabeth was pregnant with their son. He couldn't talk to Elizabeth about what things they needed to get ready for a baby. He couldn't tell her that she made a delicious dinner. He couldn't talk to his friends about his job. Kind of interesting to think that maybe that long period of being forced to be silent might have been helpful for Zechariah. You know, sometimes we're so busy chatting, we don't notice God's quiet presence. Maybe not talking helped Zechariah see God all around him during the day. And then I wonder if it would be helpful for us, you and I, to have some quiet moments like that during Advent. If we never turn off the Christmas music, you know, we just might drown out God's voice. Because God is with us right now, with you. And if you're quiet, you just might feel Him. And hear Him. Let us pray. God, at this very moment, we're calming down to try to listen to you. What do you want to tell us? Amen.